Hello, Unstoppables. Welcome to the Unstoppable Student Podcast with myself, Ezekiel Ulebo, the Unipot Dropout. And welcome to episode 45. Today, I just want to go story style and share a common theme across all of these stories. Now, sometime while I was in secondary school, what we call, what will be called high school in other climes, I had a few challenges. People said different things about me, very bad things about me. And at the time, I didn't know how much it affected me. So, for example, in SS1, my mathematics teacher told me in front of my mother. So my mom came to see me in school and they were having a conversation. And he was also my tutorial master. So he was giving her an honest assessment of who Ezekiel was. So he pointed at me and he said, "Look, Ezekiel is a slow learner." And my mom said, "Are you sure? Because I've known him for a while now. I mean, he's been in my space right from childhood and it's not been that way." He said, "Nah, I'm telling you, ma, Ezekiel is a slow learner." Fast forward to SS3, which is 2 years after this, and my academics was just really going down, like going downhill. And in SS3, I was speaking with my friend, Nnemeka. He went on to do some amazing stuff in the University of Ibadan. Now, I was in SS3, he was in SS2, and my chemistry teacher walked past. She looked at me and she looked at Nnemeka. She turned to him again and she said, "Nnemeka, what are you doing with this one?" Now, at that point, I was one of her worst students. And at that point, Nnemeka was one of the brightest students. Still is an amazing bright guy till today, right? So she pointed and she said, "Nnemeka, what are you doing with this one?" She said a few other things that somehow summarized around, "Don't allow this kind of negative people into your space. You know, he's not that good. You are this good. Don't get into, you know, don't have bad friends," pretty much. And I was a bad friend. And I was the person that he needed to avoid. And all this happened in front of me. Now, I would never know how much these words hurt me or how much they meant to me till years later. And my studies, my academics started to go downhill from the words that people said to me. And these are people of authority in my life. I mean, my mathematics teacher saying something almost like swearing an oath in front of my own mother. You don't find any deeper truth than conversations between teacher and parents, and then between teacher and friend. At that point, Nnemeka was pretty much like my best friend. So these two key situations and several others that happened over time, they worked on my mindset. They worked on my self-esteem. They worked on my self-confidence. Now, today's core message for all unstoppable students across the world, across Africa, is don't stay there. Now, you're definitely going to get negative comments from people. Maybe even I speaking right now, maybe I've even given a negative comment in just, you know, in passing, and you took it and it became yours. Or someone somewhere just said something to you directly or said it generally and you picked it and you felt like, okay, this negative thought, this person is talking about me. Don't stay there. Don't stay in the negative field. Get out of there. Now, eventually, I would emerge as my university's overall best graduating student. Eventually, I would emerge as the valedictorian of the 32nd convocation of the University of Port Harcourt. If I had stayed there forever, and I must confess, I actually did stay there for long. It took me at least 10 years to reprogram my mind. So this is me telling you not to stay there. I wish I knocked myself out of that negative dream a bit faster than I did. It took me at least 10 years. It took me at least a decade to reprogram. So unstoppables around the world, any negative comment that is said about you or is said to you, it doesn't matter. It doesn't define who you are. And even if it defines who you are for real, like even if it does define who you are right now, guess what? It doesn't define who you can eventually become. If my chemistry teacher had known that she was speaking to a first class graduate of economics, do you think she would have used those words? Absolutely not. If she had known that she would be speaking to an overall best grading student of a university, do you think she would have said that? No. She didn't know any better, so she said what she said in the time. I wish my math teacher from SS1 could imagine the amount of mathematics we had to do in the Department of Economics. So if he had known that Ezekiel would be a first class graduate of economics, would he have said that I'm a slow learner? Absolutely not. And he didn't say that I'm a slow learner in a way to help the situation. Or maybe he did say it in a way to help, but it was a dampening situation for me. To say that in front of my mother, you might as well just get me into an ocean and drown me right there, right now. You know? So if he had known that I would do well in academics, would he have said that? No. If all the other people in my space over time had known that I would amount to some good, would they have said what they said at that point? The answer is no. Were they right to have said what they said? Probably. It's possible I was exactly those things they said. Heck, it's even possible I'm a slow learner. Maybe I am a slow learner. I don't know. But even slow learners have a way to learn and do well. And even failures have a way to become better. So, my dear unstoppable students across Africa and across the world, do not stay in that negative field. People have said what they've said and they've moved on. Do you notice sometimes you remind somebody about what they said about you a year ago, 10 years ago, and they can't even remember it? Because, hey, they've said a million, billion other words after that. So they can't remember, darling. No, they can't remember. Sometimes they said it in the spur of the moment, and that was it. It was done for them, but it wasn't done for you. Unstoppables, don't stay there. There is a better place for you. Get up and find that better place. Someday soon, those persons are going to remember what they said. And if they have the chance to apologize, that's fine. If they don't have the chance to apologize, it's also okay. You're not living your life to get apologies from people. You're living your life to become better than you were yesterday. And you're living your life to become better tomorrow than you are today. Thank you so much for dropping by in this episode. I'd love to have your feedback, and please subscribe and drop a rating. A 5-star rating would be absolutely exciting and excellent. All right. I would love to have your feedback on Instagram. I am at Ezekiel Ulebor. That's EzekielUlebor. Thank you so much, unstoppables around the world. Remember, you are the best and you are unstoppable. God bless you.